Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 78 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. Well, here we are again just a few days from the start of another Wimbledon. Now, this 2017 Wimbledon will certainly be intriguing. It's been over a decade since predicting who the women's and men's champions will be in a couple of weeks' time was this wide open. Now, I know some of you are thinking, say, what? How can the men's draw be wide open with Federer playing lights out and in vintage form? Well, I'll get to the men's side of Wimbledon shortly. For the women, as I've talked about for the past year and a half in previous podcasts, there is a changing of the guard taking place at the top. Now, I won't go through a complete rehash of my comments on how wide open it has been on the women's tour for the past couple of years. The bottom line is there continues to be golden opportunities, at least for the foreseeable future, for players to step up and capture some of these big titles. Similar to the French Open, where 20-year-old Helena Ostapenko won her first major, which was also her first career tournament title, I would not be surprised to see another first-time Grand Slam winner holding the Wimbledon trophy in a couple of weeks. I mean, it's really there for the taking. There's no Serena, she's pregnant. No Sharapova, she's injured. And by the way, Sharapova would have had to have gone through the qualifying rounds to get into the main draw. Top seed Angelique Kerber has struggled mightily so far in 2017 and has yet to resemble the player who won two majors last year. Second seed Simona Halep played well at the French Open, getting to the finals, but has yet to prove she can be as effective on the grass at Wimbledon. Halep's best showing at Wimbledon was making the semifinals in 2014. Third seed Karolina Pliskova will be a player to watch with her big serve and ground strokes. The key for her will be to try to dictate the points from the start. As I've talked about in previous podcasts, Pliskova has a big game, but she's going to need it to overcome some of her limitations when it comes to quickness and foot speed on the slick grass courts at Wimbledon. Other players to keep an eye on, Victoria Azarenka returned to the tour last week since the birth of her son and has played only a couple of matches. The competitive fire is certainly there, but she needs to get more matches under her belt to get the rust off of her game. If she makes it into the second week, I believe that'll be considered a good result for her at this point of her comeback. Petra Kvitova is also back in action. Now, Kvitova loves the grass surface. She's a two-time Wimbledon champion. With her big game that seems tailor-made for grass, she has to be considered as one of the favorites going into Wimbledon. Now, she won the grass tournament in Birmingham last week, but the question is whether her conditioning will be where it needs to be for her to win another major so soon after her return to the tour. Wimbledon will be only her third tournament back. Another player to watch is the ageless wonder, 10th seed Venus Williams. At the ripe old age of 37, look, Venus is at home on the grass. After all, she is a five-time champion at Wimbledon. What about current French Open champion Ostapenko? As a big hitter and now Grand Slam champion, Ostapenko certainly has a legitimate chance at Wimbledon. But it's probably too much too soon to expect the 20-year-old to win back-to-back major titles with such a short turnaround between the French Open and Wimbledon. The bottom line is there are a lot of players who could end up being the women's champion this year. Now, I'm going to expect the unexpected, so nothing will surprise me. On the men's side, who would have thought heading into 2017 that the first two Grand Slams of the year would be won by Federer at the Australian Open and Nadal at the French Open? Nadal has played great all year, from hard courts to the clay, amassing a match record of 43-6 heading into Wimbledon, winning four titles, including his 10th French Open and 15th overall Grand Slam singles title. Nadal also reached the finals at the Australian Open and Miami Open, both times losing to Federer. Federer has been even better so far in 2017, if that's possible, compiling a 24-2 record, winning four titles, including his 5th Australian Open, and record-setting 18th overall Grand Slam singles title. Federer also won the grass court tournament in Halle last week for the 9th time in his career, easily dispatching Sasha Zverev in the finals in under 1 hour. I guess the question is, how can Federer not be the overwhelming favorite to win Wimbledon given how well he is playing? Well, I definitely believe he is the favorite to win Wimbledon. Federer has been playing at an incredibly high level, And on the grass at Wimbledon, where he has won the title 7 times, it's hard to pick against him, and I certainly won't do that. But I will make the point that unlike Nadal on the clay at the French Open last month, where he was the overwhelming favorite to win, I'm not so sure Federer at Wimbledon is as much of a proverbial lock to win. Nadal on clay, especially when he's playing well, is virtually unbeatable. On grass, as we have seen repeatedly over the years, upsets are a bit more common. It's like the heavyweight division in boxing, where virtually everyone has knockout potential. For example, we saw this last year when Sam Querrey got hot and dispatched Djokovic in the 3rd round. Now, I still believe Federer is the favorite to win. All I'm saying is there are a lot of players who have the firepower, especially on grass, to pose more than a legitimate threat to Federer. As far as Murray, Djokovic, and, well, Nadal, Murray has been struggling to find his form this year, really since becoming #1 in the world at the end of last year. In fairness, his play and ability to establish some rhythm and consistency has been impacted by an assortment of injuries. In fact, this week he pulled out of a tune-up exhibition match due to a sore hip. Murray is the defending champion at Wimbledon and has won the title twice, so he is certainly capable of finding his form in time to win it again. But he's going to need to find that top form quickly if he hopes for a successful defense of his title. Djokovic, in my view, is a wait-and-see at this point. As I've talked about in previous podcasts, his drop-off in form since winning the French Open last year and completing the career Grand Slam does not appear to be a physical one. I think he is still trying to find that top gear in his game after easing off the gas pedal last year. Similar to Murray, Djokovic is certainly capable of turning it around at any time. He is a 3-time Wimbledon champion. And like Murray, Djokovic is going to need to find that top gear very quickly if he hopes to add to his Wimbledon trophy case. Now, as far as Nadal goes, and I say this with no disrespect, I've been a huge fan of Nadal's for a long time. Nadal's a 2-time Wimbledon champion. However, I don't think he has a realistic chance to win his 3rd Wimbledon title. I think there are simply too many players in the field who can potentially overpower him on grass. To me, Nadal no longer has that lightning quickness that he needs to play his particular style of game to win on grass. Even though Nadal still has a big forehand with great topspin, on grass, that buggy whip forehand does not penetrate the court as quickly as some of his competitors' forehands or groundstrokes do. I think he'll make it into the 2nd week, and hey, if he does, I guess we'll see how things play out from there, because you never know. Last but not least, Sasha Zverev, Nick Kyrgios, Milos Raonic will all be interesting to watch. All 3 players have huge offensive games and can be very dangerous to any of the top seeds. Look, Federer is still the favorite to win his 8th Wimbledon crown. There's no argument there. It's just that on grass, danger lurks everywhere. So we'll see. But hey, let's soak it all in. We've got Federer and Nadal playing at the top of their games right now. Can't ask for anything more. So let's just enjoy it. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.